I'm with Rory Smith to discuss the most inevitable thing that was going to happen this season happening. You could have picked out of a lineup any one of a number of fixtures and gone, it'll be that one. It'll be that one where the discourse starts. But it was almost inevitably Tottenham Hotspur going to Tamworth and not just beating them. That created the discourse that was always going to happen, which was replay orientated. Rory, was it too much to expect that everyone would be aware of how Tamworth progressed to the third round of the FA Cup? Was I naive to think that people might well know that they won on extra time and penalties against Burton Albion?
Yes, that is naive. And it's also naive, as I expected, to think that people might take into consideration that you had two examples on the same day in the same round, one of which was Tamworth Spurs, which was admittedly a game that you could use to make the case that replay should still exist, as obviously Tamworth get their huge payday, the players get the chance to play at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It's, you know, one of those great FA Cup sites, the minnows in the kind of cathedral. But then a few hours later, you have Manchester United Arsenal, which was, I don't like third round games like that. I'm not a fan of them. I like the kind of Tamworth Tottenham archetype. But that was a game that literally everyone watching wanted to go to extra time. Arsenal United fans didn't want a replay. There's no interest in a replay. Replays are boring and neutral.
It's about the money taken out of their account. The Man United supports, literally, that's what would have happened straight away. The money would have come out. It would have come out of their account there. And then if that goes to a replay.
But you also have, you know, a huge proportion of people watching who will not really have been invested either way. The FA Cup third round does still attract neutrals because it's on terrestrial television, which means people can watch it. And they will have wanted that game to go to extra time because it was fun. And then it went to penalties, and penalties when your team aren't involved, even more fun.
Yeah.
So you have these two examples of, all right, there are benefits to replays. No one's denying that. It's good for some people. It's bad for others. And then you have extra time and penalties, which are good for some people and bad for others. It's almost like perfection doesn't exist.